Okay, now just, I was going to ask you first about your ancestors, like Ben Brown and some of the things that you know about him, because they're really important to Union County history.
Yes.
And so if you'd just like to recall as a child or as what you know. Or
well, you see, I didn't ever, they had passed away, the Browns, okay, before I was born. Mm-hmm. But my brother knew them because he's 11 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So he, and I've never heard anything but good. They seemed to him. They, of course, they were Episcopalians. And, they farmed.
Mm-hmm. They were farmed.
Most everybody in our family farmed.
Mm-hmm.
And, the feeling I have is that he was a very respected man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that mentions him and all this. And my dad wanted to be just like me.
Oh, okay.
That was his model and idol, and, you know, his granddad was just perfect.
That's great. So, what do you want? Okay, go ahead.
Well, I can't really say a lot about him because I didn't know him.
But do you want to talk about your childhood then a little bit? Because you must have had an interesting childhood.
Well, I thought it was.
Yeah.
I was born in Cove. And my folks farmed over there and had a farm. Do you know where Five Point is as you go from Cove to Union?
Mm-hmm.
And go up over that hill?
Yeah.
Well, that's right there where I was born.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the first grade of school in Cove, and it was a terrible winter, and snow was so deep from our place up into Cove, and Dad finally got stuck going home one day, and I don't know why I said finally, it didn't take much, because the snow was that deep, and their cars didn't, you know. Anyway, he had to leave the car and packed me on his back the rest of the way home. And I thought that was so exciting, but he didn't. He was just about to give out the time he went through that snow and packed with me, you know. I wasn't very big as a first grader.
Yeah, but still you were a weight.
It was a weight, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I've always remembered with that day. I think I was excited because, you know, because he was packing me, I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Until I began to know he had to, as we got near the home, why, he had to stop more times, and I've never forgotten. And he said, well, I'm just losing my breath. Well, kid-like, I didn't know what losing your breath was, you know, but I got worried.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that I really was concerned. But we got home. That was, I can just remember that particular thing was very important. The Cove School, I suppose, was somewhere near the size it is now. I don't know. All I know is that first grade, because that was as long ago. Then the folks bought a house in town, and they were, he still farmed, but he went back and forth for a few years.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. He was the one that travel back and forth.
Oh, I see.
And then times began, you know, the Depression began. Mm-hmm. And so that changed a lot of things. And we lived on the farm.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And then he sold the farm entirely. And he lived on it. We lived on Cove Avenue.
Okay. Yeah. That house of Hansel. Answered roof or something, different kind of roof, but it burned.
It burned.
It burned, so it's not there.
Everything we want is, well, it was in the fire. And the fire is in capitals, you know, because we lost a lot of things.
Oh, yes. Can never replace, can you? You don't realize that, too. So now your father then was Conley. Archie Conley.
Okay.
And his mother, okay. So how is he related to the Brown? He was...
Yes. No, just a minute.
Okay.
So I'll get it all right. His mother slid around.
Okay.
Is that what you were trying to say? Yes.
Okay. So that's relationship there. Okay.
And that's the initials are ABC. Archie Brown.
Oh, okay.
And it is not Archibald. It is Archie.
It's just Archie. Okay.
Now, I think maybe he is named after his two grandfathers. They are, his grandfather could have been Archibald, officially,
He called Archie. I see. So then he was, your father was Archie. Okay. That's interesting. So then you moved to town. Okay. Your mother, what? Was she, or did she live here all her life too?
Yes. She was born over here. I think she was born there. Mm-hmm. She grew up, I should better say, she grew up on Gethver Lane. I don't think that she's in bad condition now. Who lives this side of? I know him. But she was born there on Gethver.
And what was her maiden name?
Golden.
Golden, okay.
Yes, she and her sister used to say they were the original Golden Girls.
Girls, how neat.
And she went to the Liberty School.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And did.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I broke the thing because my kids also went.
To Liberty School.
Yes, over there at Liberty.
Oh.
There you have.
Now, Vernon didn't go there. Or did your husband go there? Vernon. Did he go to Liberty School?
Yes.
Yes, he went to Liberty School, too.
He went to Liberty School.
Oh.
But, you see, I didn't.
You didn't?
No,
mm-hmm.
I was, they weren't nice. They said I was a missing link.
They wanted you to be part of that school, huh? That's funny.
Well,
And you had a sister? Did you have a brother,
yes,
too?
I had an older brother, Royal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also had a second older brother, but he only lived for, I think it was 9 months.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Royal lived around here for a long time, then he went into ordnance work and wasn't around
here. Yeah. So, and then you had one sister?
And one sister, Cleo.
Cleo.
And she, though, was in Seattle most of where she lived.
And you married brothers?
We married brothers. Anything I had, she had to have the same thing. Oh, if I wanted to make her mad, that made her just furious.
Now, who married first? You
I did.
You did. You married first. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But they married very soon. They were, I think he, there was, Cleo was 4 years younger than I.
Mm-hmm.
4 years and 2 weeks.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
And about the same, I think, in boys. I have known, but I have to say, I haven't remembered everything I know.
No, I don't. Can you think about some of the things that you did as a child that was fun, or that you enjoyed, or that your family did, or?
Oh, our family did lots of things because we got together a great deal, And as people married, they just came into the family, and those that didn't like, they just didn't. But then I don't know anyone
that didn't. So the family just gathered together and had good times together. Visits and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we kind of kept it up, really. And pretty soon, you go to this place on Christmas and that one for Easter, and it gets to be tradition, and I think sometimes they'd love to break it, particularly the women.
They do it. But it's just tradition, and you do it, don't you?
You do it.
Yeah, I think it becomes part of your life.
And we just seemed to always get along well enough, too, that in fact, I didn't know for years and years that families just didn't automatically have to get along or get along.
Mm-hmm.
We just always did.
You did. That's wonderful. You know, those times were wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and lots of times we went to my grandparents, my grandparents, the Conley. Do you know where Max? No, you know probably know where Maxine was on the corner. Then halfway down that cross road, halfway there, that's where my grandparents, they built that house.
Oh,
is
that where Mary Jane lives? Johnson, Jared, not she doesn't live there.
Yes, I think
that's where she lives.
I think that's where she lives. I've been to her place, and if I was there, I could tell you in a minute. No, I'm sure that's where Mary Jane
And that's where your grandparents live.
My grandparents lived. There's lots of family. It was a large house, large room, and and they'd been built for family and family use. You know, there was a cellar off of, the pantry off of the cellar and old.
All types of things to do,
They were well built and, you know, they expect to use them. And they had a great big room upstairs. I don't know what it originally was. They always called it the ballroom. Maybe they used to have parties in the people's homes. And I know they, when Aunt Effie and the rest of them were home, they did.
Yeah.
They'd talk about the parties they had. So they'd probably call it the ballroom. That's where we kids had our toys and all that. Great big room, too. Well, it was the top. No, it wasn't the whole top floor. But, of course, I always thought that house, you know, it's big and it was nice. And Roy Lay of Cope built the house, and he was a marvelous carpenter. Anyway, I used to kind of think it was a palace.
Yeah, I'll bet you did as a child.
I really did. And there were lots of things up there for our kids to play with and do, but you had to leave the room picked up and clean.
Oh, I see. That was the rule.
That was the rule.
But that's nice, you know.
Yeah. I'm glad. Yes, my grandmother was, you know, she kept house. And then, well, I just don't remember anything that would be of interest to other people.
Nothing that happened, or any bad accidents, or any bad things that happened, or...
I can remember one of the things that I always connected my childhood with. My dad, you know, he got kind of some of these things, and yet you just remind me what he'd done, too, and put him in a lot of things. he was interested in and brought some of the first Clydesdale horses in here into the valley. Of course, it was over at Cove. And he raised and bred Chester White pigs. Somewhere I saw my pictures. It's one particularly that. It had one of these great big, the Chester Whites used to be, you know, a big hog. But that's
So he was interested in breeding the good. I see. He wanted good stock.
And at the time, he could afford to go out and buy breeding stock. Stock was good, and he did.
The Conley family had a lot of land over there, right?
Yes, it belonged originally to my great grandfather, A.D. Conley. And then it isn't accurate anymore how much he gave how many acres he gave every grandson. And he gave, I think it was $500 that he gave to the granddaughters.
Oh, really? So they all had a nice...
Yeah,
that's a lot of money in those days.
That's a good amount.
Yeah, it was.
But he was... and also, he instilled in my dad anyway to do it good, do well. That is, don't go and buy some old nag and expect to have good horses.
I see, yeah. You buy good stock, yeah.
You start, you might have to start small and build that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
And one of the highlights that I always have remembered, he had gone, and I think it was up here in Washington, to one of their fairs. And he came home with I guess there must have been cards there, because that's what Dad used to have.
Mm-hmm.
They were beautiful horses. They were light colored, and they came
beautiful. Yeah, they're beautiful horses. Mm-hmm.
But I can still just see it as plain, because, you know, the house was on one side of the road and the barn on the other, up over that hill.
Yeah.
And I can just see it's out there. Mother and girls went running out to see those horses.
Beautiful horses. Yeah, right. And he used them in the field.
In the field.
Yes, in the field. Yeah.
But one year, when the, now this is something I wanted to be sure of, that he broke yearlings, a four horse team, before yearlings, five scale horses, and then took them to the stock show. So he was among the early exhibitors, but then he exhibited other things.
I see.
We always went to the stock show.
You always went to the stock show?
Oh,
okay.
Yes. In fact, it's just worked a complete year for the
And this is a union stock show you're talking about. You went to stock show.
So he helped in getting that going.
Mm-hmm. So he had good stuff that he wanted to, good stock that he wanted to exhibit.
And he certainly did encourage our kids when they went into 4-H and all. He sometimes go with one of the boys, he went with Vernon and I, and the boys, well, Cecil anyway. I think it was just Cecil, not him. And we were looking for him to get his 4-H project. And Dad got so put out with him because we went to this one place and he kind of went over to the fence and glanced around, and he's moving back. He's sitting up on the, just looking around, not paying any attention. And then the thing we drove clear up here, and I can't remember, it was up in Idaho. And you didn't even look for it. Why look at those cows? We've got better ones at home.
So he knew good stock. I mean, he was sounds to me like he did.
But
yeah.
That always, that ended the discussion there.
Mm-hmm.
Dad didn't say anything.
He knew what he was talking about. Now, I'm sure that the religion, church, has always been an important part of your life, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Dad's mother was Episcopalian because she was English. She came kind of from there. But then it was a Christian church, that Dad went into because Mother was, and we all went. And he became... He went to church all the time as he got older. And we didn't come in from cold until after we girls were old enough and gotten we'd be in Le Grand in the winter. And we went to the Christian church and got started going. And so he would always see that we got to church, Sunday school and church and any of the youth activities. And he went himself.
That's an important part of your life,
Things kind of family and church, and that was
which is good though. So mainly you were in the Christian church because of your mom's affiliation, right?
Well, that's where she and my grandmother and all of their family were Christian church, and in fact, I didn't really know for a long time that there were other churches. You know, but it wasn't that they thought it was, it just was where they got started going.
Yeah, right. That's okay. That's good. Okay. This is part of your life and their life. let's see. I just wondered about medical. I'm just going through some ideas here. And education, did you graduate? Did you go to high school then in LeGrand?
Yes. Yeah. I went the first grade in Cole.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dad and Mother bought the house in LeGrand. And we were going there. And then the Depression hit pretty hard. So they were going to have to stay on the farm and not put somebody else there.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a sophomore in high school, and I drove. In fact, I just thought it was great because I got to drive the car so much the summer before I did. But I was pretty small. because I started just as young as I could driving the car. And Dad didn't like to drive the car. He'd take him, then fine, but he didn't like to drive a car, and he was a poor driver.
Oh.
He really was. So I got to start in driving young, as long as he was with me.
Mm-hmm. He'd let you drive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And almost before, I had driven a car until just very recently, after I had cataracts off so I could see better. Then they said, you better not drive anymore.
So you probably wouldn't have done it, right? Yeah, wouldn't have gone through it. Yeah, because living on a farm, you had to drive. Yeah.
Well, we did, and I know Dad took me out of the kitchen helping Mother many times to drive him to LeGrand because he just did not. I think he sometimes would get sleepy, and he didn't like to drive.
Yeah. So you got to. I got to do it,
and we weren't out there in the same arrangement when Cleo got older now.
Oh, uh-huh.
So she didn't get to drive.
Oh, I see, as much as you did.
She always said I was saving.
Well.
But I was not.
You weren't.
No. And she would even, if you pinned
her
down.
Yeah. You got to do something she didn't get to do.
Yeah.
Do you have any memories of going to school? Anything special? Did you,
I remember my first grade teacher.
Uh-huh.
And this, I was in Cole, where I went the first grade. And, we all just loved her to death. And when we came to LeGrand the next year, because they bought the house in town, and so we, Mother and the girls went in a little early. Dad then went back and forth for a while, and we certainly would stay in, but I wasn't going to go back again to school in the morning. I just had this fat lady that had worn an ugly old brown dress, and I know it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Well, she was just a little heavy, not really. And I looked at that, so I thought she was just about as good as my first grade teacher, but goodness, I thought she was. I called her the big fat teacher. But I got in trouble over that.
Oh, did you?
We weren't permitted to speak of teachers like that. No. Mother and Daddy. Yeah. We had respect. We had respect for our elders and our teachers.
Yeah. Wish we still had it. But, so you found out the other lady was okay, but you just didn't love her like you did the first grade teacher.
I didn't know. I did by the time I had finished both those grades.
Yeah.
She wasn't as pretty, no.
Yeah.
And as far as that, even she would have admitted that. But the other was younger.
Now, which school did you go to in the Grand?
Central.
The old Central building.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, we lived just two blocks. The house they bought was just at 4th Street, two blocks.
Okay. So then you went through the 8th grade in that building, and then you went to high school.
Yes, all but my sophomore year, I drove from Cole, the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
into union.
I went to
my sophomore year of high school in union.
But then they moved back, so you...
And I learned more things that year that I was amazed. I shouldn't know anything.
Not all good things?
Well, the kids were really mean and did things that you wouldn't dare try.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they got it. They had superintendent of the schools over there, who's also the principal of the high school, and the home ec teacher were both retiring in their last year, and they were having a general, a number one feud. Maybe they'd had it before, I don't know. It wasn't there, but...
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we'd play one against the other. I learned some things.
Oh, I see.
That were in the book that you had the to graduate.
So.
But I enjoyed that year in union.
Enjoyed the chances.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found a very good friend and... wasn't even permitted to date very much.
Oh.
Not until I was a junior. I've been told until I was 16, junior in high school. So?
You did what you were told.
I thought you had to. No, really, we were raised to think, you know.
Yeah. I think that's true. You didn't know any different.
No.
Which is fine. Yeah, I felt. But, so, well, when did you meet Vernon then? When you were in high school? Were you friends? Or?
At church, actually.
Oh, I see.
That's where we would have met and all. He asked me for a date to go to the young people's New Year's.
Oh,
Party at the church.
First date you had. And were you out of high school by then?
Yes.
Yes.
He had a year of college.
Oh.
And then that depression interfered with lots of things, you know.
So
he only went to college for 1 year. Well, of course, he always blamed me. Although we didn't go together, didn't date or anything until after he came back that year at college, and I had graduated from high school. But it was my fault he didn't go back to college.
Oh, I see.
I guess he kind of said you take this 1 year out and then you can go back. Because you had to consider that depression. It dictated what was done,
I'm sure, because the lack of money made it impossible for things to happen. Yeah, right.
But we got married.
Did you?
I don't know why we thought that it wouldn't cost us much. No, we went together over a year. From the time when we first started.
Yeah. And then what did Vernon do? Did he farm then?
He farmed this place. His dad worked in town at, it was some of the programs and all that were set up, you know, at that time.
Yeah, Walt used to go up and see him in the post office. Yeah. And I don't know whether he was agriculture.
It was an agricultural job that he had there.
I see.
And so they lived out here in a big house, and there was another older house right where this was. And we lived in it.
Oh, I see.
And Vernon did the farm work, and his dad worked here in town, and which was too bad. He had a marvelous business there. But he had given it up and come and farmed, which wasn't his priority. Well, he had to make a fast.
But he'd done other things before that. I mean, he'd been in business before.
He had some. I mm-hmm. couldn't tell you. Just he had worked. He worked for Burlingham
mm-hmm.
a while. He spoke of it quite often.
Mm-hmm. So he was. He wasn't basically a farmer then.
Not at heart.
Yeah. Right.
He had to have been a pretty good farmer because.
Yeah.
He made it pay.
Mm-hmm. So you probably worked at it. Yeah, did you have any, you didn't go to private school or anything like that, then you went to public school?
I didn't go on to college.
You didn't go on to college.
Even though, I really don't know why, a lot of the kids graduated when I did, because the college was here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be a teacher. I knew that that wasn't my calling.
Yeah, and that was on...
I had taken a business course.
Mm-hmm.
And I just did fill-ins and all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Working,
yeah. Because that's what it was a normal college, which was, I mean, it had other things, but it basically wasn't a...
not like it is
now. No, not like it is. Let's see. You've been a member of some social groups besides the church. I know you're active in the groups in church.
When they were forming some of these for the historical and some of those things, I've belonged to several of those, helped get some of them going. Some have been dropped. And
mm-hmm. You and Vernon were interested in historical things.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Because we both had parents and grandparents mm-hmm. settled.
Yeah. Settled here, right.
Yeah.
I know he was, when he took my kids around a couple of times on those bus tours, we stopped at the Gecko home and he told them lots of stories,
And Bishop particularly has picked up on that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
More than Dale.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He can tell you about the barn out there on the desert.
Oh, he can? Oh, uh-huh.
About the kind of nails that are in it, and I don't know. I think that a teacher had taken them out, and then, of course, he'd go back or go with his dad or anything to get over there. He was always interested.
Yeah, he must have been out of there. Right. Yeah. So I think that happens. I think not everybody's interested in the same thing, but hopefully somebody.
He liked mm-hmm. the history of things,
mm-hmm.
and then it was family mm-hmm. by him, and he's always.
That's just one of his interests. I think it's great. Yeah. But you were active with the Fairmans. Now you had a lot to do with the Fairmans.
I was the first one because Vernon was on the fair board.
Oh, okay.
Always blamed him, you vehicle. And Ray Baum.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to start this, because Umatilla County had a court.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of what it was called. So they wanted to start the Fairmaids or similar here. But they were, anyone that was wanting to do it, they didn't seem to think, would be just very good at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they kept, I don't know, Ray Baum was really the one. He kept saying, Morris could do it. Well, I had the kids, because they were getting up to good spots, but anyway, I ended up by doing it.
Mm-hmm. So you started
13 years.
13 years?
I had it.
So you started it. With
I started. I had the first group
mm-hmm.
and kept up for 13 mm-hmm. years, and mm-hmm. I said, I've had it.
You did a lot of traveling, didn't you?
Yes, we mm-hmm. did. Mm-hmm. But I had lots of help. I don't mean that I was here at all alone mm-hmm. by any means.
But you, yeah.
And when the girls came to try out, they certainly had enough of being told, I'm sure, that they had to be ladies. They were representing a county that they'd have to. And that was one of the things, was it, that, and that's where they were chosen, you know, that they could make a good appearance, that they were dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls were out very much selected.
I see.
They had tryouts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they...
And, you know,
now they have to just go and beg girls to
come. I know they do. Yeah. That's too bad, too, because it's a neat experience for these girls.
Yeah. Oh, just get those girls mm-hmm. together. And that's all. They're just so thrilled to talk about it.
I bet. So you've had some reunions with the girls then?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
We do have. Begins to get fair time, and they're talking about it. And they've had several that were actually reunions that they put on a lot of effort to get girls to come. In fact, one of the mechanics girls came through from Australia.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, that was good.
That is, they planned the whole summer, you know, so they could be here.
Yeah, for that. Oh, nice. Yeah, so that means they had good experiences and stuff.
Well, I've always said it was first girl, or people, even high school kids, won't give their time and all, like they used to.
No. Mm-hmm. You know, people, I agree, people don't like to do that, to put that, you know, right. Give the time out. They don't want to be tied down. Yeah, right.
And even by those girls used to, they, you know, just hope they got to be one of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And usually there was one chosen from each town, wasn't there?
That's the way they were selected.
Uh-huh. Right.
It was one, and that's why there was the... Well, six sometimes, and sometimes five.
So that included LeGrand and Cove.
LeGrand and Cove and Union, Elgin,
there's some beautiful, and the beautiful dresses they wore, which made them look like ladies. And
of course that's one of the things I like, because I like to sew. Mm-hmm. I didn't make their dresses. The mothers or parents were responsible. We bought the material and then they made it.
But they always look pretty, you know. And then you would probably design the floats, didn't you, or make sure they, because they had different kind of floats.
They had, yes. Mm-hmm. No, we'd always find somebody to do it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the girls sometimes helped and were kind of active in the float, but I didn't have to.
So
there weren't many things that I didn't take part in, but I don't think I ever did anything with them.
With the floats, somebody else took care of that, but they...
But you see, and the Long family, or those that, I guess anyway, that they, whoever it is that is in charge of the fair parade now, they called Dale, and they called me. Anyway, they have asked if we would be the court marshals.
It's not parade marshal, is it? Anyway, you're the honored. You're the honored people in the parade.
I guess that's...
Yeah, but I can't remember the name either. I think of it. So it's going to be you and Dale and Cecil. Or you?
No. Dale and Cecil, because they've all participated in the... And I don't know who else. Phyllis Jean, she says, no, I never did anything that, you know, promoted the... Well, she wasn't always living here, but anyway, she didn't. And so she says, I will not ride on that float.
Oh.
And the boys said, no, they didn't think that was the intent. But, so, I don't know how she'll get this brothers to agree to it.
So, are you going to be in there then? You'll be riding on it? You will be riding on
it. Yes, when they called and explained it all to me, I accepted at that time, but I think I'd have to do the
but you still should do it, right? Because they want to honor you.
Well, that sort of
yeah.
And Dale and Cecil, you see, have been mm-hmm. there on the boards and they've exhibited and done.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a fair family.
Yeah, I think you've been involved with the fair a long time.
Yeah.
Because did you used to take over stock too? Vernon used to take stock over.
Some.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But then after we got as involved as we did with the fair maid sure. and all, and it comes right at harvest.
That's true. Yeah.
So they can, mm-hmm. and that's what I heard Sister telling somebody the other day. He said, well, if they could be held at a different time, but he said, that's right when
yeah,
they'll be there.
True.
I think, really, they said mm-hmm. they'd bring the kids and all, and I think those little kids, they're looking forward to one or two of them that know how to talk about
it. Yeah. That would be nice. Have you worked or had any kind of a connection with a government position or anything like that in our county or in our town?
I don't think you can say I have. I worked for several years, but it wasn't anything with government.
Uh-huh. Where did you work? You said you'd worked for several years. Where did you have your job?
I'm going blank.
Oh.
I'll talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed a couple of plaques up on the wall that said, thank you for the Christian Church. So you must have worked there.
I was secretary at the church for a good long time. I can't remember. Seth
on there, I think it was 80, something. It looked about 15 years to me that you worked at one class.
I don't think.
You don't know what's that?
It should be accurate on there.
It says 72 to 87.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other one says presented for years of Christian service to Los Pilon in this group, the First Christian Church, March 1996. So that's fairly new, yeah.
Yeah.
So that means that you really served your church well.
Well, I hope it was well.
I'm sure it was.
Because, I worked in the mm-hmm. office for a long time, and then I've held. I've been CWF, that's Christian Women's Fellowship, president two or three times. And the last time was after I had quit work at the church and
mm-hmm.
wasn't working anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, well, I had time, I could come back and
do
this. But then I wouldn't have had to have done it. I did it because I liked.
Mm-hmm. Well, you believe in what you were doing, yeah. And you wanted to be part of it and help. Yeah, I think that's it.
And we—I mm-hmm. don't know how many years Vernon and I led the youth.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. Church,
which is really important. Yeah. So that's great. So you've been involved in that. That's
CWF and as Christian Women's mm-hmm. Fellowship. The last, as I finished up being secretary, I guess it was. But anyway, they said I was free. So there I was, back again in the women's. And that was the last mm-hmm. year that I ever served as president or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just decided I was tired.
I think you get to that point.
Well, not mm-hmm. only that.
Mm-hmm.
Why should I have, and because to me there's a lot of pleasure in all in doing
mm-hmm.
those. Now
mm-hmm.
I've heard some of them say, well, I guess I'll have to do it, but I don't want this. I said, don't do it because you won't enjoy it and mm-hmm. you won't do as good a job.
That's right. There's people who do enjoy it, so they mm-hmm. should have the opportunity. And you grow in it. I think when you
do
those kind of things, you have to.
You have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and you have another thing I've insisted mm-hmm. or told any of them, and you need to go to the state meetings when
mm-hmm.
you're notified there isn't that you can go. Because I said, that's where you get new ideas. That's where you get acquainted with others, you know, other Christian church.
Yes.
And all. Well, they don't always listen to me now. The ones that are in, we have quite a few new people that have moved into town or something.
I see. Yes.
And they're more anxious to bring their things, what they've in other places, in because they think it's good and we need to do them. We're having a little problem.
Oh, okay.
But then all in all, we don't have.
Mm-hmm. And we still serve meals. Do you still serve meals, Terry?
That's your church.
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, a few. Mm-hmm. We don't serve meals.
Oh, you used to serve lots of them, I know.
Mm-hmm. That's the way we made all of our money and supported all of them. No, people won't work to that part.
Right. Or a lot of them are working with themselves,
That's the reason for lots of them.
Have you ever been involved in the arts, you know, in music and singing and any kind of art or anything like that?
I can't sing at all. And I don't think I have, really. Not thinking of anything yet. Unless it's just something that's kind of connected with other.
Mm-hmm. With handicrafts, have you been doing anything much like that?
No, not much. Mm-hmm. I've done a little.
Yeah, but not, it's really not a big part of your life.
No, I used to, you know, embroidery. I couldn't put a pillowcase on a bed that didn't have embroidery and all that on it, you know, because that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. This is
when you had to do it right. My mother was pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. So you were raised. Nicely. Yeah, like
a lady.
Uh-huh.
Well, Grandma Conway was, yes, because, you know, that was important.
Mm-hmm.
And so, my mother was one of the original Golden Girls.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
Her maiden name was Golden.
Golden. So she was a Golden
they,
Girl.
She and Faye Epstein,
they were the Golden Girls.
They were the original girls.
Golden Girls. And I bet they had every bit as much fun, too.
I kind of think so.
I think so, yeah. Right. So you've had lots of good friends, too. Besides family, you've had lots of good friends and people that you've known. And
yes.
Mm-hmm.
One of my best friends was Faye Epstein, who was my aunt. My youngest sister. Much nearer my age than mother, so she was kind of a little tag along. But anyway, we did a lot of things together. What I couldn't think of. What she couldn't think of. Now she got us into a lot of things. That is, she always wanted to have some fun along with these others.
Oh, I see. Can you remember anything that you specific that you did?
Oh, there was a lot that we did. Why do you go blank right when you're trying to think of something? We did a lot of things. We had a lot of fun with it. Of course, when Faye was involved, you know, you could have fun on almost anything, but you did the job you were asked to do. Mm-hmm. We always, you know, we'd been raised that way. If you accept his job,
you did. But she was always a fun person to be with.
She was. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's neat.
Really, I missed her a great deal.
It's wonderful to have relatives and friends like that. They bring a lot of life to you. You know. I get a charge out of life that is from other people. Well, have you, this one question is, have you, listen, what accounts have you heard about Indians being in the Grand Round Valley? Did you have any, did the Indians used to come over to the common ground or around in there?
Well, they would, And that's, well, how was it not to be going? Because they camp at the foot of the hill. You see, there was water.
Mm-hmm.
And they would camp there.
Mm-hmm. So they probably hunted, came over to hunt or gather. Some of them gathered a camas, I think.
That it was camas, yeah.
They came over to dig the camas.
That was what, they came after the camas.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of those fields, that the foot of the hill, or out a way, a little way, you know, would just be blue.
Oh, would they? Yes.
Yeah,
the camas. And they would dig the, I guess they dig the roots, didn't they?
I think that's what they do.
Yeah, right. So
that, as far as, no, we didn't ever have any kind of problem with any Indians. Didn't have that much contact with them, actually. But then some people would, I guess, think they shouldn't even let them on the plate, but no, my folks didn't feel like that.
They felt like that they were welcome, and that's good, yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing we had a married couple that would, several summers, worked for the folks. She helped in the kitchen and so forth because, you know, we had bigger crews to feed. Anyway, she would decide she wanted something in Cove, and so in the afternoon, there was a train that went through, and from Union, I think it came from Union and went to Cove.
Oh, okay.
Union.
Mm-hmm.
So she took me with her two or three times.
So you could get on the train where you lived?
Oh, they'd stop.
And they'd stop and pick you up?
You'd go out and flag them down.
Okay.
I think that one of the roads from the there that we cut across and lots of people coming to the bend, we cut through there. And just cut off. It was it's a gravel. Well, taken care of.
But you said you got on the train and went to Cove.
And
somebody?
You go to Cove.
You go to Cove. Mm-hmm. And then you could catch the train back?
Yes. We knew the hours that they'd stay on. She liked, I think they had some kind of a car.
You must have had a car or something.
We did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know we did.
But on the train, did they have a passenger car?
They'd have one.
One passenger car or more, yeah.
One,
and they also,
just one.
And they also hauled stuff back and forth.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All along.
Uh-huh.
All along. You see, they're from Union, they're going back and forth.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, they
so it wasn't a very big train then?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
No, just two or three cars.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the summertime, when the grain had ripened, why then, Cleo or I, we'd have to go upstairs and stand on the, we had a porch, it was built over the porch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get out there a little ways. We weren't permitted to go clear out. But, so we could look at where the train had gone through to be sure it hadn't started fire.
Oh, yes. Because it went right through the fields then.
A few fields. Grain fields,
so,
yes.
Uh-huh.
And there's been, several times, and then we, if there was a little blaze or something, we'd run downstairs and run out to the side, through the kitchen, and then there was a dinner bell, one of these big dinner bells, and you'd ring that, and all the men would come in some fields like that to see or find where it was. Like,
it
only happened. About twice is all I ever remember.
But you were the lookout then.
We were the lookout.
Ah, that was a good job for you. Right? How interesting. Yeah.
Well, I was different from most.
Did it stop in Cove? This train?
The train would go from Union to Cove, turn around, and
go back. Oh, I see. It's just for that. That's
And I don't think many people used it. Now, the lady that was Van Vlats were the people who worked the market folks. And she went up every once in a while. I think she also went because for a while her mother lived in Cove.
Oh, I see. Were there some stores in Cove then when you were growing
up? Oh, there, yes, mm-hmm. I remember. There were quite a few stores when I was real young.
Oh, okay.
That's a block that, well, as you go, you know, you go through Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a one street, well, there's two or three streets that are quite for houses and
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see it's blocked out at some time.
Yeah, it looks like there's some storefront kind of stores in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there were stores there. Okay.
Oh, and they had a drugstore. I mean, it was a first class, he was a druggist that owned it.
Mm-hmm.
But it had an ice cream fountain. So
That was fun.
Oh yes, and they felt like it was, you know, quite an addition to the town that after they have a drug store
mm-hmm.
and a soda fountain. Yeah, very.
So the town was fun. Yeah,
but most people don't, you know. I've never had somebody question me about it, but they just didn't live back even that because I was just a kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is when you were a little kid, yeah, a long time ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's interesting because you think about Cove just, yeah.
Yes.
Not much
there. Swimming pool, after
yeah.
all.
Mm-hmm. Was the swimming pool then too? There too? When you
there
were
was
kid?
A swimming pool, but not the
improved. Okay.
I can remember. Well, yes, mm-hmm. I remember. Oh, they used to be on two kids then. Because an older lady that didn't like kids, I still don't think she liked kids much.
Mm.
Oh. If ever somebody wanted to drive you off, she would do it.
Oh. And
of course, before she did it, well, I managed to stay out of any of that because I knew the trouble I'd be in.
If you got into trouble, you'd be in trouble at home?
Yeah.
Oh.
My folks didn't permit mm-hmm. to, you know, we were just pesky kids, but, you know, sometimes there was two or three of them that went too far.
Oh. And this lady that you didn't like ran the swimming pool? Was that the swimming pool? Oh, I see. So there has been a swimming pool there for quite a while, but a different one, yeah.
Oh, it was mm-hmm. in the same location.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's right where this one is. It's been enlarged.
Oh, I see, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And all.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the first time that I ever went up, that was taken there, just before I could drive or anything that way.
Mm-hmm. So... Well, I guess that spring was there, so they probably had
they
used it. Yes.
They had made it small.
Mm-hmm. And then it expanded.
And then they began enlarging and improving. Mm-hmm. And,
that was quite a draw then. This, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a great place to go. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we
thought it was.
Mm-hmm. I can even remember a swing there when I first moved to the Grand. So they were probably there, things that you could swing on and stuff.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm like you. I can just still visualize. Was it three?
I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Three.
Uh-huh. And so you could grab those and swing and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yes, mm-hmm. and they've improved and made them, you know, all that picnic ground
mm-hmm.
and all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can vaguely remember when they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything you'd like to add? I may come back and ask you some more questions, or you may think of some more questions, but is there anything you'd like to, especially that stands out? Or
well, not that mm-hmm. I can think of some things, but I don't. And then there's a few things that I don't want to say because I'm not sure I'm accurate.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think you should tell something.
But you don't know for sure.
You don't know for sure about it. That's how some of these things get so out of hand.
That's true. I agree with that. So,
Now they had, I'm not sure, this is just what, there was Maccabee Hall, and they held dances in it, and I think it was before the schools had built their auditorium, or their, you know, and I think lots of times when there were plays put on, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Maccabee
Hall. Maccabee Hall, and it was right in Cope then.
Right in Cope. Well, yes, just down, but don't ask me which side
mm-hmm.
street, because I...
Oh, but it was down the side street then.
Mm-hmm. Not right. It was, yes. You, as you go through the place, you turn and go down. Well,
mm-hmm.
all right, if you were headed towards the schoolhouse, you would be turning, coming down those, would be down the next
side. On the left side, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so it was a pretty good sized hall that you could dance in and have.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. It was, and it was where they held any community things.
Oh,
much.
Uh-huh.
It was.
Was it owned by the city or was it private?
I
don't know.
Idea.
With a name like that, it makes you wonder if somebody didn't build it. Yeah.
Or if it
was
mm-hmm. Maccabee.
Mm-hmm.
Was there in Lodge years and years ago?
Could be.
I'm not sure.
Oh, uh-huh. Could very well be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for some one thing, I, you know, wasn't old enough to.
Yeah.
And the folks didn't. They weren't great joiners.
Mm-hmm.
They had some things. Now, got pictures of Dad on a bowling team and
mm-hmm.
something that way. But
mostly they were family oriented, farming and the family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Which there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good way to live.
Well, it must have, because as I look back, I don't think anyone had maybe any better childhood than
mm-hmm.
I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm. I think that more families had family things.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. But no, it was. And we laugh because you see someone else, they live in Cove. They were born in Cove now. Just let me go around someplace near there and say, I was born in Cove. You were, well, you know, right then. Because if once in Cove, you're always
in Cove. Your eyes from Cove. That's, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, it is. They have a good spirit of community there.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
And have been able to keep it.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, I went to some meeting over there, and man, the place was filled up with people.
Mm-hmm.
And
I may not know them, but they're
uh-huh. but they're still part of Cove. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
But it's because, oh, there aren't too many of the people left.
Mm-mm. No, unfortunately. That's what Eugene's guide about these oral histories, that we should get. We needed to get some stuff. Let's stop it for a second. No, I don't.